It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool suffered another defeat at Anfield, another record, this one mostly unwanted, well, very much wholeheartedly unwanted. It's Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers and Paul Cope for this one. Gents, hope you're both well. Got a bit to get through, no more so than the fact that we're living in a Liverpool reality that now depends and thrives on Nat Phillips being fit, which is in of itself interesting, but start where we always start. And and Sean, I'll come to you. Tuchel, I watched this pre-match interview and he mentions the word speed 5 times when he talks about his approach and his lineup. And I think it's clear what he wanted to do. In fairness, it wasn't too dissimilar to what Lampard done earlier in the season. But, you know, he's seen that Liverpool were pressed, they'd squeeze, they'd leave gaps. And with the talent he's got at his disposal, he wanted a very specific attack in front three to counter that.
Yeah, very much so. And look, you can't, it's no point giving someone faint praise in that it may well be quite obvious to do it. It may well have been the most sensible thing to do. But even still, you've got to A, put the plan together and B, execute it. So through gritted teeth, you have to congratulate them on that. At the same point in time, that obviously makes you look at Liverpool, where it is such a difficult thing in terms of timing as a manager, in terms of when things get very difficult and things start to go wrong. It is so tricky timing. At what point do you stick to your principles, your way of playing, and believe in that and that correcting itself, and at which point in time do you then have to be more flexible and start tweaking things and employing different setups, different tactics, different game plans, etc. And that is really difficult to know when that point is. Personally, I thought that point had come maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, if not sooner, that perhaps that needed a change. I did also caveat that, because I'm that kind of fence sitter and wanting to cover my arse, that I could completely understand for the rest of the season saying we're sticking to that because we've got very little time between games, and therefore if it goes over a cliff, it goes over a cliff and we review it in the summer. I think it's worth caveating as well, there's just that much stuff going on, even probably just on a personal level, from the management team down to the playing staff and everything else. And I know it's shit for us to watch through, but there's just that much going on there. Part of me is almost, I think we can provide some constructive criticism and pick bits apart, but for me, they've almost got to pass to the summer. It's that crazy. I've just never seen anything like it.